To look at, there wasn't much difference between the Mauser and the Walter, but it was the Mauser that I picked up. The pitch of the grip, the general fit of the pistol made it altogether more substantial than the slightly smaller Walter, and it lacked for nothing in stopping power. Like a fat check, it was a gun that always endowed me with a feeling of quiet confidence when I slipped it into my coat pocket. I waved the gun in Bruno's direction. And whoever sent me the party invitation will know I'm carrying a lighter. Supposing there's more than one of them. Shit, Bruno. There's no need to paint the devil on the wall. I can see the risks, but that's the business we're in. Newspaper men get bulletins, soldiers get dispatches, and detectives get anonymous letters. If I'd wanted sealing wax on my mail, I'd have become a damned lawyer. Bruno nodded, tugged a little at his eye patch, and then transferred his nerves to his pipe, the symbol of our partnership's failure. I hate the paraphernalia of pipe smoking, the tobacco pouch, the cleaner, the pocket knife, and the special lighter. Pipe smokers are the grand masters of fiddling and fidgeting, and as great a blight on our world as a missionary landing on Tahiti with a box full of braziers. It wasn't Bruno's fault, for in spite of his drinking and his irritating little habits, he was still the good detective I'd rescued from the obscurity of an out-of-the-way posting to a Kripo station in Spreewald. No, it was me that was at fault. I had discovered myself to be as temperamentally unsuited to partnership as I would have been to the presidency of the Deutsche Bank. But looking at him, I started to feel guilty. Remember what we used to say in the war? If it's got your name and address on it, you can be sure it'll be delivered. I remember, he said, lighting his pipe and returning to his Volkische Beobachter. I watched him reading it with bemusement. You could as well wait for the town crier as get any real news out of that. True. But I like to read a paper in the morning, even if it is a crock of shit. I've got into the habit. We were both silent for a moment or two. There's another one of those advertisements in here. Rolf Vogelmann, private investigator. Missing persons a speciality. Never heard of him. Sure you have. There was another ad in last Friday's classified. I read it out to you. Don't you remember? He took his pipe out of his mouth and pointed the stem at me. You know, maybe we should advertise, Bernie. Why? We've got all the business we can handle and more. Things have never been better, so who needs the extra expense? Anyway, it's reputation that counts in this line of business, not column inches in the party's newspaper. This Rolf Vogelmann obviously doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Think of all the Jewish business that we get. None of our clients reads that kind of shit. Well, if you don't think we need it, Bernie, like a third nipple. Some people used to think that was a sign of luck. And quite a few who thought it reason enough to burn you at the stake. The devil's mark, eh? He chuckled. Hey, maybe Hitler's got one. Just as surely as Goebbels has a cloven hoof. Shit, they're all from hell, every damn one of them. I heard my footsteps ringing on a deserted Königsplatz as I approached what was left of the Reichstag building. Only Bismarck, standing on his plinth, hand on sword, in front of the western doorway, his head turned towards me, seemed prepared to offer some challenge to my being there. But as I recalled, he had never been much of an enthusiast for the German Parliament, had never even set foot in the place, and so I doubted that he'd have been much inclined to defend the institution on which his statue had, perhaps symbolically, turned its back. Not that there was much about this rather florid, Renaissance-style building that looked worth fighting for now. Its facade blackened by smoke, the Reichstag looked like a volcano which had seen its last and most spectacular eruption. But the fire had been more than merely the burnt offering of the 1918 Republic. It was also the clearest piece of pyromancy that Germany could have been given as to what Adolf Hitler and his third nipple had in store for us. I walked up to the north side and what had been Portal 5, the public entrance, through which I had walked once before with my mother, more than 30 years ago. I left my flashlight in my coat pocket. A man with a torch in his hand at night needs only